righty then. Laguna's Only FM, KX93.5, Jay Maskus from Dinosaur Jr. featuring Sharon Van Etten covering an old John Denver song. And it's Prisoners on KX93.5. Guests are always appreciated in studio. This afternoon, we have a guest. A dude who I know as JP, and that's really it, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you, man?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for taking the time. I understand you do have a lot of time, so still, thank you for being here. Now, you were on the radio before on this station.
I was at the Laguna Starman show, and it was a little awkward, actually. Just because those guys are super techie and like...
It's a tech show, right?
Yeah,
we have various volunteer specialty shows on the air here. And
so like when I went on, they're like, oh yeah, they just got done talking about Nexus 4, iPhone 5, and like all these programs. And I'm like, I know how to make like a Facebook. Like,
right.
I check my emails, like, I'm on
exactly.
top of this technology.
So how did you link up with the Laguna Starman show in the first place?
My cousin actually got invited onto the show, and he totally tagged me along, and then the guy's like, yeah, we love, like, bringing new artists and stuff.
I was like, cool.
And luckily I had my guitar with me, and they're like, can you play us a song? And I'm like, yeah, I can play an original.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, and it was really fun.
How was the response? Were there a lot of listeners who heard you or anything like that?
I kind of brought the ratings up pretty high.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
It went from an average of 12 viewers to 117, last I checked.
Viewers or listeners?
I went online and it said views, so...
Oh,
They have the views and then they have the downloads. They got 77 downloads.
Oh, on the podcast.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. All right, member-supported KX93.5. You did bring a guitar, but your background a little bit. Where are you from originally?
I'm from, born in Mission Viejo, but I was raised in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
So I was born here, but my parents wanted me to know, like, agricultural lifestyle. And then when I had to come, I came back here for school.
Mm-hmm.
And... I still go back to Mexico very often. I love it down there.
Do you?
Yeah.
And your first taste musically was what? You said you've been playing music since you were like 8 years old.
8 years old.
And how old of a guy are you?
I'm 18, so 10
18 years.
Years
old. Absolutely. You said after this you're cruising down to Santa Barbara to check out the college campus?
Yep. I think if I don't go there, then I might just street perform down here in Laguna, downtown.
Street performing.
Yeah.
You do that. And actually some members of the community here may very well recognize you from standing out in the corner of downtown Laguna Beach, right?
Yeah.
What do they call that? Don't they call that busking?
Busking?
Yeah. Have you never heard that term?
No, I never heard
that. I think
that.
It's basically being a street performer. How lucrative is being a street performer in Laguna Beach? Do people tip well?
They tip well better than anywhere I've ever been, in my opinion. I've been to Venice Beach, and it's like, it gets me so mad playing there. Just because you'll see like 2,000 people walk by and you'll play your heart out for like an hour.
Yeah.
And you'll get like 75 cents, like barely something to get like.
It's too bad, man.
Yeah.
It's too bad. Well, here's the deal. We're going to rip into a song pretty soon, but what's the next step, man? You have several songs written. They're all pretty damn good. Are you gonna record them? Are they going to be available to the public right now? Do you have a presence online, JP?
I do. I have a Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr. You can find me at JP Rocka.
JP Rocka.
Uh-huh. JPROCKAH, all one word.
Right on, man. So when can people see you next performing on the street here in Laguna Beach, you figure? Any given weekend?
I like to come a lot on Sundays. Sundays and Mondays, oddly, are my favorite days to come.
Cool. So watch out for JP, you guys, in Laguna Beach here. And when you see him performing on the corner, be sure to give him some props and tip him well.
Please.
Absolutely. All right, man. So you brought your guitar. What'd you want to rip into first?
This is an original. It's called The Best.
All right, cool. It is JP. He is a local from right here in Laguna Beach. That's why we're here. We're not like any other radio stations. We are able to do an interview with you, my friend. So
awesome.
Whenever you're ready, KX93.5.
Do you fellas would call and keep us so dear and call it the best, but I call her my little itty bitty kitty little sweet little princess, and I treat her the best, cause I don't want her to go away, cause I'll be very, very, very afraid, cause when I wake up in the morning, I know I won't be a snoring, cause with you I'm never boring. I'll always be a soaring up in the sky, and I never ask why, cause I know with you I'm in a natural high. And I wanna go here, I wanna go over there, and you don't even care if we're in our underwear. You think that it's all fair, we can both comprehend that you and me are bigger, better than friends. We wanna go down to Mexico, Chicago, a todo suena bien para nosotros. Pásame esa coronita, mi mijita, si quieres ser mi princesita, treat me all right. Day and night, without a single bit of a fry, you love to treat me so damn right. When I wake up in the morning, I know that today won't be the least slightest bit away from boring, cause when I got you by my side, I know I'll be so red higher than the sky. And I don't even have to ask why, never complaining about a thing, a king, cause with you I know I got the Millie Bean green in my bean jean. And I don't wanna wait from anything, cause I know with you by my side, I won't ever have to hide. There's one place we like to be, it's called Laguna Beach to see. We like to see the sun arise, and we don't even mind if we ain't got no time, cause all we need is time to blow, as if we're going to the break show. And I can spit any kind of flow for any kind of run, we can just have a lot of fun.
Awesome, awesome. Again, I'm the only one clapping because I'm the only one here. That is JP in studio. What was that song called again?
The best.
A little bilingual particular song. Also, yeah. You give a shout out to Laguna Beach, mm-hmm. Which is very cool. I feel like if you like bands like Sublime or something,
yeah.
You might dig on your stuff, man.
Yeah. Sublime.
What type of music you grow up listening to?
Well, it kind of ranged from a lot, but I mean, Sublime, I think, was the most that inspired me. It was mainly Santeria. Just that song. It was like, it was the first one that I caught myself air guitaring, and it was actually the song that got me into the guitar, and it was the first song I learned. It wasn't an easy song either. It was a hard one, but it was the only one I cared to learn.
Yeah.
And then I started getting into other styles, a few Mexican ballads, a few classical songs. I do a lot of covers of Sublime on the street. You can call me out.
I can see that. That's very cool,
yeah,
man.
You can be like, play Santeria or play Wrong Way or play this or that. And I'll be like, yeah. Like, I love Sublime. I love to play their
That's
music.
That's cool. Well, how about this? Can we get another original out of you? And if there's enough time, maybe a cover?
Oh, yeah.
You think you could do that?
Oh, yeah. Here's
All right, wait, hold on. This is JP. Is that what I'm supposed to call you, man?
JP.
It's just JP. A street performer here in Laguna Beach. We got him in studio right now on Laguna's Only FM. What do you want to play now?
This one's called Simplicity.
All right, man. Whenever you're ready.
If I want to take that last bus ride to go home, then I get on my dome and I can fall asleep. And then the next morning, I can wake up and play on my guitar, hoping that one day I can go very far. I want to be the next punk reggae funk star. I know that I can shine brighter than the sky in the light. I wanna make everything alright. Así una little morrita mirándome en el ojo, me da la otro coronita de paso, quiere ser mi mijita, esa princesita. I think that she's looking fine. She's a little Latina sitting up in the cantina, burning that reefer looking like a little cheetah. Oh, I guess the proper term is a little cougar who don't mess with no single loser. Attracted to my style cause it's strong like a shooter who never loses aim, cause you know I keep it up, keep it maintained, hitting it in the membrane, aiming for that one target spot that G likes to call that little G spot. And I'm gonna make that cherry pop, so don't be surprised if I know when I like to go flying high. Never gonna go the speed limit cause nothing can stop me. I like to go faster than a lightning, I might be so frightening. And if I can gather in numbers, I can be louder than thunder. You might hear me on the streets. Be. It's called the Laguna Beach. The sand is where I put my feet. I gotta stay away from the creepy creep creeps, cause I don't want them stealing anything away from me, cause I ain't really got that much. But if they can steal it, then I'm gonna be having nothing at all. So I don't wanna fall, I kinda wanna keep on rising up. I gotta avoid getting my sickness, cause I wanna be the bestest. Now I won't do anything unless, cause I wanna rock every single show and every single venue in America. And California is where I stay, burning up the trees every single day. I think that it's fine if I ain't got no time, as I can make any kind of sound when I roll into your town. The girls will be like, hey JP, would you like to have a little bit of drinks with me? And my friends would like to comprehend how you so amazingly the best, how you defy all the rest. You make the law seem impossible to follow with your Rollo. So I'm just gonna keep on the blowin' for any kind of showin' for any kind of girl. They all like to make my mind a twirl, but I know that with my natural passion and a lovin', only dangers I put in a bun up in the oven. So I gotta be sure that I'm safe with any girl on my side, so I won't have to hide if I got God by my side. I just wanna run away every single day, cause I know complexity is stopping you and me.
Dude, that was awesome. I'm a fan instantly. Those two songs you just played in our studio, so damn good, man. Thank you
thanks,
for that.
Man, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. It is JP live in studio. Again, did you say you're 18 or 19?
18.
18 years old, Laguna Beach street performer. You said college could be on the horizon. Are you going to study music in school?
No.
No? What do you figure you're going to, what field are you going to go
either
into?
Either mechanical engineering or architectural construction.
Really?
Music, it's nothing that, like, I taught myself, so it's kind of like,
right.
I don't really need to, I just need to keep practicing and then just meet other musicians. You don't really need to be taught it. I mean, there's nothing wrong being taught it, because technically I'm taught by, like, people I meet, but it's like their lessons are free. It's just you have to pay attention, look at them. Then online, there's so many artists that tell you what to do. So it's like, it's just, it's your own initiative mainly in music.
Right.
But for like stuff like making money in the real world, I mean, you gotta learn.
Right. Absolutely. Fair enough. But you're not going to stop doing music and you
never,
shouldn't stop.
Never
Have you,
stop.
Are you familiar with the Kickstarter thing?
No.
I think it's Kickstarter.com. Musicians and I guess artists, like filmmakers and stuff as well. They go to Kickstarter.com and basically, they set up a profile, and you could pledge money to an artist to facilitate a tour or donate to the recording of a new record or some artwork or something like that. And at the end of it, when you actually have this piece of art or an album or whatever, a film, you give, you know, everybody who donated, you give back a little something. You might want to look into that to raise some money for a record or something, the Kickstarter thing.
Right,
yes. People would donate to your Kickstarter campaign.
Wow.
Cool. So think about that for sure. As per usual, we're recording right here, and we'd like to share it on Facebook and our podcast section online. So we'll have that up on kx935.com. Shortly this afternoon, maybe tomorrow when I get around to it. So, yeah, tell your friends. Again, JP in studio. A bright future ahead of you, my friend. Any parting words or anything you'd like to say to the general public who's not familiar with your music thus far?
60% of anything I make from my music goes to charities.
There you go. Any charity in particular?
There's this one. It's Sunhoods. It's funny. They're like this. There's this company that they sell like animal hoods, and it was funny because I see this girl and she's wearing like this polar bear like hat that like goes down to her waist. I'm like, is that a real animal? Like, are you really wearing that? And she's like, no, it's fake fur. But all the purchases that go to that company,
yeah,
you like it's funny because you buy this product to like have an animal on your head. It's a fake animal. It's not even real fur or anything, but they go help prevention of extinction of those animals that you buy. So like if you buy a koala, they prevent that, money goes to the koalas. And then I'm trying to also build awareness of aquaponics. It's this really rad system where you can grow vegetables and fruits with, like, if you use 10 square feet of aquaponics,
yeah,
you can grow the same amount of food that you would use 100 square foot
soil.
Yeah,
no,
it's 10 times more effective than soil. The reason being, it's hydroponics, so the water keeps running,
sure,
and it's very constant. And then you use fish, and the fish at the bottom, their waste goes to the nutrients of the plants.
Wow.
And then when the fish grow, you can actually eat the fish.
Right.
So you have no pesticides, completely organic, grows faster, and it's actually pretty cheap. You can get it all at a hardware store. Just look up aquaponics, .com, and then there's like videos on YouTube, and they say it's,
yeah,
it's kind of a new thing, and it was interesting. I found
More people should do that. Back in World War II, people had victory gardens where they grew their own like vegetables and had their own farms in their backyards and stuff like that. Now everybody's eating.
Avocados are what, like $1 now?
Are they?
Like, each? Yeah. Avocados, like everything's just rising. But the thing is, it's because there's still a demand for so much food, but the supply is running low. So the only way we can supply it is if we supply it ourselves. And then aquaponics, it's like $100, $150 with all the equipment that you buy, but you get fed for life.
Cool, man. Much.
And if you can't support everything that you eat, your bills would go down like a good percentage, depending on how much you want to grow and stuff, obviously.
Awesome, man. Very admirable work. Again, JP in studio, a Laguna Beach local, performing on the street any given weekend, any given, I guess, Sunday, you said, is
Sundays
your...
Sundays and Mondays.
Sundays and Mondays. Yeah, your best day to perform out on the street. All right, man. Well, before we let you go to wherever you're going, you think we could get a one of those famous Sublime songs out of you?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, no cursing, though. We do have to uphold the FCC license, so...
All right.
I do have to remind you that.
That's fine.
You know, right? All right, man. JP in studio, member-supported KX93.5.
I don't practice Santeria, I ain't got no crystal ball. I had $1 million, well I spent it on. If I can buy that honor, that's Sancho as she found. Well, I pop a cup and Sancho, and I slap her down. What I really wanna know, baby, what I really wanna say, I can't define. What love that I leave, whoa, whoa. My soul have to wait till I get back. Find a honor, my own. Daddy's got a love growing up. And I feel the break. Gotta live it up. Oh, yeah. I swear that what I really wanna know. Baby, what I really wanna say, I can't define. Gotta love, make it go.
Whoa, my soul left you. Sanchito, that if he knows what is good for him, he best go running high. Daddy's got a new 45, and I won't think twice to stick that bed on such a throw. Believe me when I say that I got some for his podcast. What I really wanna know, baby. What I really wanna say, I can't define. God, love, make it go. Oh, my soul left away.
Dude, thanks again, JP, for doing that. We appreciate it. Good luck in your future endeavors,
you
and keep
thank
us in the loop as far as anything you're doing musically, okay?
If you want to follow me on Facebook, it's capital J, capital P, R-O-C-K-A-H, all one word, JP Rocca, trying to change the world one song at a time.
Changing the world, Laguna's only FM, KX 93.5.
Laguna's best and only. This is KX 93.5.